I saw a film the other night that is just hitting its 50th anniversary. It was the opening night for Cinematheque, which is a repertory cinema, and they were screening a nice new cleaned up 4K version of Goldfinger, one of the classic Bonds, with the wonderful Auric Goldfinger, nasty, crazed villain.
They do amusing names, yes. I have to say.
And it had all those classic lines like, choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond, because it may well be your last. And it was lots of fun, with Honor Blackman as the pussy galore.
And Sean Connery.
Sean Connery going, well, pussy. but it was fun, and the audience, to their credit, just groaned at some of the sexist bits.
Yeah.
But I'd forgotten how much fun the early Bond films were.
They were.
They moved at a cracking pace, they had lots of interesting gadgets, and you weren't quite sure where the story was going to end up. And the characters were lots of fun. It was good to see Q again. So that was fun. I don't know if the current Bond is anywhere near as entertaining.
I haven't seen any of the Daniel Craigs. And not because I'm, you know, avoiding Daniel Craig in any way whatsoever. I just got to a point where I was over Bond. The sexism stopped. Not that the sexism ever worked, but you could get around it with the early stuff. It just started to annoy me. Pierce Brosnan annoyed me, so I just haven't got around to watching any Daniel Craigs.
Adam, how do you feel about the current Bonds?
I haven't watched the last couple, so I'm a bit lost on it. It doesn't feel the same anymore. I like Sean Connery. When I was younger, I liked Roger Moore.
That's true. I did like Roger Moore.
And now, and as I got older, I discovered...
The one where they were sort of on the moon was... Moonraker.
Yeah,
they're both awful.
Yeah, that's true. And there were a number of awful ones. And then eventually I grew out of Roger Moore and realised that Sean Connery was way better.
Yeah.
And I think most people do as you get old, you know. Yeah. It's just
and
growing.
He's very good in the type of films he's done since he's been Bond as well.
Yes,
he's gotten better
true.
With age,
yes,
surprisingly.
He's aged well.
I think he's also learned to act.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Now you were upset about the loss of Judi Dench, I gather.
Yeah, I dislike Skyfall for all sorts of reasons, including a sloppy plot.
Is it a remake of one of the earlier ones? I don't
know. It's basically an ex-00 seeks revenge on the service and tries to kill everybody. And is out, leaving aside the fact that their IT person wouldn't connect the suspected pirate computer to their network... leaving aside the fact that if you're going on the run with someone, you don't hide in the remote countryside where new people stand out like a sore thumb. You go in the middle of a big city.
Well, it's very true.
The fact that, and this is a spoiler for those who don't know, at the end of the film, they kill Judi Dench as M. They bring back an establishment figure as the new M. And you get the feeling that they've gone back 50 years straight to the beginning and it's the same old boys' game as before.
Yeah.
And one of the irritating things was one of the active agents there is retired and now becomes Moneypenny. Although, interestingly enough, it reminds me of the Ed Brubaker comic book Velvet,
right.
Which is lots of fun. The basic idea behind it is that the M character, the Moneypenny character, the secretary, is a retired agent who's far more capable than many of the agents currently in the field. So when someone kills one of the current agents, she decides to investigate. And along the way, we'll find out more about her earlier career and what she's been up to.
Very entertaining spin on a Bond movie.
Well, it is, because it highlights a lot of the sexism in the early Bond movies as well, and shows that women perhaps might have been far more capable of spies than men, for all sorts of reasons.
Well, we have... historical evidence of that, with Mata Hari, etc., etc.
So, I'm not sure if there's still room for a Bond-type movie in today's culture.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the supervillains, I enjoyed the crazy gadgets, but the recent Bond films have been trying to be more realistic, and you don't get these evil supervillains with crazy gadgets and insane schemes anymore. That's what I miss. And it was there in Goldfinger.
Yes,
it was
and that
wonderful.
Was the fun bit about it, absolutely. You know, and spawned Dr. Evil.